All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Madam Clerk. We are ready to convene the January 3rd, 2023 meeting of the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors. We do have hearing assist devices that are located either side of the dais. The room is T-coil compatible if you use that technology. And if you'd like to address us on any item that we have on the agenda today, we would ask for a speaker request form, but we're going to be a little bit loose on this as we have a ceremonial day ahead of us. If you would please then join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And once again, we would need to keep the doors, the pathways to the doors clear. If you'd like a seat in room 161, 162, just down the hall and to your right, we do have chairs open there. We will now go to the ceremonial swearing in of both our department heads and the Board of Supervisors. But to start, we're actually going to swear in the person who does the swearing in a sort of self-referential, ironic twist. I'm going to ask Mr. Horton to come swear in our clerk recorder, Elena Cano.
Elena Cano.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
To support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
To support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
And I bear true faith and allegiance.
And I bear true faith and allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
To the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties upon which I'm about to enter.
The duties upon which I'm about to enter.
Congratulations.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next step is on the agenda here is to swear in supervisors. We will open public comment on this item. We also have a general public comment period that will come at the end of these proceedings. For flow, let me ask, how should we do this? Let me ask if we might... if we might hold public comment on the swearings in until all the department heads and the supervisors have been sworn in. And again, if you'd like to comment on that and or in general public comment, we can arrange it. With that, it is time to swear in supervisors for their term. So I would ask Supervisor Ortiz Legg, Supervisor Paulding to join me with Ms. Cano down front.
Yeah. If you wouldn't mind, please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend
that I will support and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California. Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California. That I take this obligation freely. Without any mental reservation. Or purpose of evasion. And that I will well and faithfully discharge. The duties upon which I'm about to enter. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll move now to the swearing in of our elected department heads. And so I'd invite Mr. Bordenero, Mr. Hamilton, Mr. Parkinson, Dr. Brescia. I think that's the crew. We don't have District Attorney Dan Dow with us today, but if you all would join us and Madam Clerk Recorder will administer your oaths.
You don't have to stand so far away.
Yeah, you got to get close. She's not scary, so. Yeah.
Hey, please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, James Brescia.
Do solemnly swear. That I will support and defend. The Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of California. Against all enemies. Foreign and domestic. That I will bear true faith and allegiance. To the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of California. That I take this obligation freely. Without any mental reservation. Or purpose of evasion. And that I will well and faithfully discharge. The duties upon which I'm about to enter. Congratulations.
Congratulations, gentlemen, and I would offer a microphone, a lectern, to any of you who would like to offer us comments on this momentous day. You know the most experienced elected official in the room by...
Well, and as an elected official, you never give up the opportunity to speak to the mic, even though I just want to take a couple minutes just to thank my supporters, thank everybody in this room, and thank the people of San Luis Obispo County. It's been a great honor to serve in a public capacity as the assessor. It is a difficult job that I find myself in and my staff, because we pride ourselves in public service, and yet we produce a product nobody wants. which ends up being your tax bill. But I want to thank especially my family. Much of them are here today. And my son Anthony, my son Mark, and my son William. Wave. And my wife Martha. We're putting up with putting up with the world of politics. But I want to also thank my staff. I have 80 plus dedicated members who work very diligently to provide fair and equitable assessments. Again, they have a very difficult job being in public service and at the same time trying to explain a supplemental tax bill to somebody at the counter who is lost, confused, and sometimes maybe a little bit angry once in a while. but again, I just want to thank the board. And I want to thank the entire county staff. This county does an excellent job, in my opinion, of providing public service and all the things we do. And it is a reflection of the community that we serve. And so with that, I just want to thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bordenaro. Any other comments from our elected department heads? With that, and seeing no one rushing the lectern, we'll move to comments from the board. And we're going to start in numerical order. I'll yield the floor to Supervisor Ortiz Legg.
Okay. Thank you, Chairman Gibson. Well, good morning. I just have my comments that I wanted to say in regards to this special day. And first, I just want to note something on after today's ceremony, my good friend and local historian Pete Kelly will have to revise his San Luis Obispo County book entitled The Quick and the Dead. In the chapter where he notes Supervisor Julian Estrada was the last Hispanic supervisor elected to the San Luis Obispo County in 1858. With today's ceremony, that changed, and I'm grateful to hold the historical distinction as well as making history as being the first Latina with indigenous American heritage to sit on this honorable board. Thank you. And today is the first day of our working together as a new board of supervisors. So many people have worked very hard, including the clerk recorder staff. And so how we perform the job at hand is critical. Local governance is really the front lines of people's lives, as it was just mentioned. The issues that impact our citizens, our residents, to improve their lives, to address the challenges is a daily task that we hold here very seriously. We do it for the children, we do it for the educators, the healthcare professionals, the growers, the ranchers, the shopkeepers, the small business people, the service industry, and the public servants, and especially the working people with hopes of creating a stronger middle class overall. And we do it with honor, diligence, and dedication to all who live in San Luis Obispo County. I know we will work together to continue to make this place a place that holds to its history and to the inherent natural beauty and the quality of life that so many flock here to enjoy. Our work is to preserve all of this while also providing a future. And none of this is done alone. We rely on many, including our valuable staff, those leaders that were elected today, our commissioners, our county partners, our nonprofits, and with all of your input, which this day is your day as well. And this is how we will approach each day. So in closing, I want to thank all who have helped me in my career and those who help me every day. My daughter, Georgia Legg, and her guy, Nathan, along with my partner, Dan Blanford, and all the friends and colleagues who are always there to listen, provide feedback, and also let me brag and complain. And I have very special thanks to my elders, especially my beautiful and hardworking parents, who gave me so many chances to grow, to learn, and thrive, so I can give back to you, San Luis Obispo County. Thank you, and now let's get to work.
Supervisor Paulding.
Woo!
haven't even said anything yet.
Yeah, you might want to consider just...
yeah, maybe we'll just leave it there. Well, I have to say it is an honor and a pleasure to be sitting here today. Having been sworn in just a few minutes ago, this is the third swearing-in ceremony that I've attended. The first was when I became an officer of the court, when I was sworn in after passing the California bar exam. The second was when I was sworn in as an Arroyo Grande City Council member. And as you all know, I've served there for the last 4 years, and it was a pleasure to serve in that capacity. And now this. First and foremost, I want to thank my lovely, intelligent, and hardworking wife, Kendra Elizabeth Paulding, who's sitting in the front row, for standing behind me through thick and thin. As you all know, it's been quite a journey to get here. It started back in 2017, formerly running for supervisor, and then the city council campaign, and then another campaign that many of you were involved in. And I want to also thank my parents, John and Sue Paulding, and my sister Katie Paulding. They're sitting in the front row. could not have done it without you, being behind me the whole way. And to my supporters, many of you are here. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. This wasn't a one-person campaign. This was a campaign that was a community effort where every little thing that you all did, whether it was sending a postcard, knocking on a door, making a phone call, writing a check, hosting a meet and greet, it was a community effort to say we want good governance, and we worked together and we got there. So thank you so, so much for supporting me along the way. I can't wait to serve all of you and, of course, those who didn't vote for me. I had a really good conversation on the campaign trail with a gentleman who was sitting out front of his house, and he had a big Lynn Compton sign, and I went up to him and I said, "Hey, it looks like you're voting for the other person." And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, you know, is there any way I can persuade you? Should we have that conversation?" He's like, "Nope." I was like, "Well, you know, I'm going to serve you anyway." And he was like, "Well, I appreciate that, you know." And so that's my goal. You know, we have had a little bit of a legacy here of some partisanship, some division, and I want to tackle that head on and try to bring to this board, you know, a fresh perspective in the sense of let's work together, let's build consensus, let's work across the aisle, let's do what's right for everybody here in the community. And and I know that we can accomplish that with my esteemed colleagues. And so I am very, very excited to serve with you all. Congratulations on those elected and reelected, as well as all of our elected department heads. Can't wait to serve with our professional staff. We've got some top-notch staff here in Slo County, and that's what it's about, is government working for the people. So can't wait to work with you and everybody within the organization. So thank you for being here today, for supporting me and supporting these other fine people. And, you know, always feel free to reach out when you have a constituent concern. I've got a good team behind me. I'll just go ahead and mention my legislative assistant, James Sofranco, sitting in the back. And can't wait to roll up my sleeves and get to work. So thank you all so much. Welcome, Supervisor Paulding. Supervisor Arnold.
Yeah, thank you. I just want to congratulate everyone that was sworn in here just a moment ago, and thank you all for choosing to serve. As our assessor, Tom Bornart, mentioned, our jobs are challenging but very, very rewarding. We all have jobs representing our fellow citizens on this board that we're making policy decisions that have an impact on their daily lives. I look forward to working with all of you in this new year, and as my colleagues mentioned, we're all eager to get to work. So thank you for being here today to help celebrate the starting of the new year and the swearing in of all the new folks here.
Thank you, Supervisor Arnold. I'm thrilled that you all are here to celebrate the start of a new cycle for the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors. And in thinking back about previous swearing-ins, I realize that at least on a couple occasions, maybe each time, I've made some lighthearted comments about the celebration of the peaceful transfer of power and the continuity of government. And events of recent years have, narrowed the margin of the humor of those comments. But we have stood strong in the face of extraordinary times, and our democratic processes have held. And in this county, I think that points us in a good direction. There's a lot of stress in the world right now. Our physical environment is demonstrating it. Our social settings are seeing that, for instance, with the number of homeless we have on the street. And yet I come to today with a tremendous amount of hope. And that hope springs from the people in this room, from my colleagues here on the Board of Supervisors who are bringing their ideas forward to represent their community. And I'm especially joyful at the infusion of new ideas coming from Supervisor Paulding, and knowing that he truly does care about working with all of us for the best interests of the entire community. My other source of hope are the people who staff our county organization. I have had the pleasure over the last 16 years of working with extraordinary people. I'm fond of saying that all supervisors ever do is talk about doing things. And if you think about it, that's literally true. You're going to hear a lot coming off of this dais. But where things actually happen is almost entirely in the hands of our staff. And I want to just express my appreciation to them in two parts. One of them, first, is our clerk recorder in her office, whose staff, particularly in the elections division, have been under an enormous, almost unbelievable pressure for well over a year. And your team has stood strong, done its job in an outstanding fashion, and they deserve all our gratitude and our respect for that. And there is one staff person out of the 28 or 900 people who work for this county who deserves special recognition, and that is Legislative Assistant for District 2, Mr. Blake Fixler. It is not coincidence that he sits with my family and my dear friend. His service to you all in terms of the interface between county government and your interests and needs is key. And he has done a fantastic job. We're looking forward to that continuing. And the final group that gives me great hope are all of you who are sitting here in this room. This has been an extraordinary election cycle for a variety of reasons that I'm not going to get into in detail. But through the last year or two, I have seen an extraordinary pouring forth of interest and engagement from the general public. I can't tell you that this room is full of you all who are so energized about your local government is an incredible result and fundamental to the successful functioning of our efforts here on this dais and throughout the organization. I thank you for that engagement. I urge you to continue it. Yes, sometimes it's draining, sometimes it's boring. I'm sorry, that's just the way government is sometimes. There are details to be attended to, but your participation is absolutely essential. And as we go forward, I look forward to taking advantage of the energy that you bring. And finally, the other extraordinary person, the most extraordinary person in this room is my wife, Sherry, who sits here today.
Yeah.
with her mother, Shirley, her sister, Linda, and my good friend, Tom Folks. My love, you are the light of my life. Your tolerance of the insanity that is sometimes the world of politics, your support, your embrace of the mission that we hold dear, and the opportunity to laugh with you almost every day about something, many times of stuff that I did, but so be it. The joy you bring to my life is essential too, is essential, and I thank you for that. In my first set of comments upon being sworn in 2007, I said I'd keep it brief because you're going to hear a lot from me on this dais. And yeah, that's probably true. But that concludes my remarks, blessedly. Yeah, a round of applause for that is absolutely appropriate. And I would open it to the floor for comments on the swearing in. Again, we will have a general public comment period right after we elect a new chair and vice chair. But if there's anyone who would like to comment, please do come to one of the lecterns and give us your name. It's not mandatory. Your presence here is comment strong enough. I see Mr. Marusco making his way forth, and pleased to offer you the floor, sir.
Thank you. Well, congratulations to the newly elected members of the board, and thank you to all five of you for your service to our county. I'm recalling that actually this is the 29th year that we've lived in this county. One of the things that really appealed to us in coming to the county was the ability of the people in this county to work together. And I'm hopeful that we can really recapture that. And I was encouraged that you renamed this building in honor of Cacho. Because although we never lived in Cacho's district, we always felt that Cacho was there for all of us. And I still get chills when I say that because he was such an amazing person in that regard. He always had us all in mind, even if we weren't voting for him, even if we weren't his people. And so I would hope, and I would certainly commit myself, that your people, whoever they are my people. And I hope that my people will be your people and that we can go forward together and accomplish what needs to be done. This is especially important, I'd have to say, because as a result of the patent map, the citizens of Los Osos and Oceano are currently without an elected district representative. And we are really relying, as are all the members of our community, on the fairness of this board. So while we may not agree on everything, and we'll have different points of view and different ideas about how to do it, I hope that fairness will be the abiding principle for all of us to follow, so that we can go forward and accomplish what's so important for us to do together. So thank you very much. Thank you for your service, and look forward to the important work and results we can accomplish together.
Thank you, Mr. Marusco.
Well, since you're pulling this from non-slips, please take my slip out of the...
Yeah, sure.
Having me talk twice is not what you...
Yeah, just give anyway, us our name.
Fred Monroe from Atascadero, north Atascadero. Supervisor Gibson is now my supervisor for the first time, and I thank you very much. I am reminded and have been reminded a lot over the last 8 years when I have seen the partisanization of this Board of Supervisors. That a number of years ago when I was doing my radio program, I had Cacho and Senator Laird in the studio at the same time. I believe they arrived at the conversation in the same car, okay? When Cacho was in a Republican assembly member and John Laird was a Democrat state senator. And that was the kind of dialogue that used to go on. I wanted to come here this morning to talk to some of the Republicans about payback, and I have to say I feel more positive now than I did 2 hours ago with that frustration. So Debbie, I'll be kind about it, sorry. But I will say this, as much as I believe the map that the Republican Party was behind to redraw the districts was going to be incredibly frustrating and was going to compromise the majority in this county, It didn't work. There are some things that did work. Supervisor Arnold, you're a very nice person, but I do appreciate that you were able to shift my representation in North Atascadero to Supervisor Gibson. I hope this board does not repartisanize the electoral and the governing process the way it's been repartisanized by the Republican Party for most of the last 8 years, both at this board and nationally. Let's do a better job. By the way, I think Supervisor Gibson, and I'll mention this to Tom Folks at some point, that I'd like to see us do some bumper stickers that just say, I'm one of the 13, and I want to consider myself one of the 13 that made sure you got elected in spite of the gerrymandering of this county. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Monroe. Everybody's vote counts. Seeing no one coming forward and noticing again that we do have general public comment and a few slips here on the dais, we'll close public comment on this item and move on to the election of a chair and vice chair for 2023. Our Board of Supervisors rules of procedure lay out a rotation of the chair, and so the recommendation before this board would be for Supervisor Pashong to take the chair, Supervisor Arnold to take the vice chair. I'll first open this to public comment on the question of the chair. And having no slips and seeing no one coming forward, I'll close public comment and entertain a motion on the recommendation from our rules of procedure.
I'll move to approve the recommendation.
I'll second.
Thank you. With no further discussion, Madam Clerk, a roll call vote, please.
Supervisor Ortiz-Lay?
Yes.
Supervisor Arnold?
Yes.
Supervisor Paulding?
Yes.
And Chairperson Gibson?
Yes. With Supervisor Pashong's absence, I'll turn the chair over to Supervisor Arnold with
Great.
My thanks, and I will
Thank
retreat
you.
To my regular seat over there.
These are the
Those
slips.
Are your slips.
Okay, great. Okay, I have a few speaker slips, people that would that wish to speak on things not on the agenda today. If you'd like to make any comments, fill out a speaker slip. You can find them at the back and just bring them on up. Otherwise, we're going to start here with Rita Casaverde, followed by Lindy Owen.
Chair Arnold, if I may just make a mention about the reception for those that were...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. We do plan to have a reception for the newly elected candidates here in the building. I can't give you a time certain, but that is coming after the meeting's concluded. Just wanted to mention that to those that want us to hang around. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I did send a slip, but I do want to talk about the new board and congratulate everyone that was elected. Supervisor Jimmy Pauling, so great to see you here. Supervisor Long Ortiz Lex and Supervisor Gibson, of course. Supervisor Arnold used to be my supervisor, but since redistricting, now I have Supervisor Gibson. So thank you so much. Thank you for visiting Garland Farms many times as well. I wanted to mention that I think the last or the first time that I was here in this board, in this podium, was in 2018. And it was about the vote of community choice energy. And it brought me so much disappointment on what the board looked like and how the decisions were being made that I decided to get involved in politics. I was not a citizen, a U.S. citizen back then. I got my citizenship, and I even was elected to be the chair of the Slo County Democratic Party. So I do hope many people tell me that we support supervisors or candidates because we want them to vote in a certain way later on, and that's never been the case. I've never asked you to vote in any way, but I do ask you to vote fairly and to keep in mind that you just don't know who you might be inspiring to get involved with your decisions, because you might be inspiring someone that looks like me. I also want to give a thanks to everyone that showed up today because it took a village to do this, to see this new board be seated here today. And I want to encourage everyone that's listening to continue stay engaged in public service and following what their governments are doing, what the government officials are doing at the school boards, at the city councils, and obviously at the county level and every level possible. Because it took a village to get you guys here, but it will take a village to support you and also to keep this board accountable. So thank you very much. Good luck. New Year to Happy New Year to everyone.
Lindy Owen, and Lindy will be followed by Carl Dudley.
Good morning, Lindy Owen from Los Osos. Congratulations to all the new seated people and the people that have moved around and switched a little, but we're all, I think, looking at a wonderful 2023 ahead with maybe more accomplishment, hopefully less antagonism, and really get towards some problem solving that is always due. I wanted to address the way that the redistricting was done leaves a number of us as orphans, Los Osos, Avila Beach, Pismo, and I apparently, according to what the map, the new redistrict maps shows, that is District 5, which is our Supervisor Arnold. So whatever happened to all the cities that did get kind of pushed around and changed, again, it's been brought forward that you're all our supervisors, but I want to know who's going to be able to attend our meetings. Supervisor Gibson was very good at being at every meeting and never missing a chance to interface with us. I hope that that can get straightened out as the lawsuit goes forward. Maybe it will go back to what it was and we can sort of try to figure that one out, but I do hope that we have some representation for the areas that lost supervisors. And my ongoing issue is it's about time that we all get together and get some property set up so that we can put some housing villages together. This is not rocket science, and it's the simplest solution to helping the homeless and getting them off of our streets into better places where they can make community. So I hope that that becomes one of our priorities beyond the water issues. Thank you, and welcome. Happy New Year.
I see Carl, and Carl will be followed by Susan Devine.
Good morning. My name is Carl Dudley. I am a resident of San Luis Obispo. And just for a disclaimer, I do have an R on my chest. However, in the last few years, it's been getting much smaller. All of you are acquaintances of mine. Some of you are my friends. But when it comes down to what we have now with the redistricting, I'm not in those areas that they talked about. I'm in San Luis Obispo, and I'm an orphan. Fortunately, some of the supervisors have offered to be my step supervisor, I guess is what you call it. So I thank you for that. But my question is, you know, with the redistricting, the party in power gets the benefits. That's obvious. But you have to take into account what really are you representing? And I think the recent elections have shown that you have to take both sides of the aisle when you redistrict. That apparently was not done. However, the people felt that it should have been done. So I ask all of you to work together, realize that the country and even this county is very divided, and let's get it back to where it belongs. Thank you.
Thank you. Susan Devine will be our next speaker, and followed by our last speaker slip I have, Charles Varney.
Good morning, supervisors. I'm Susan Devine, a proud resident of District 3. First, congratulations to Supervisor Ortiz Legg and Supervisor Paulding for winning their elections in June of this year, and to Supervisor Gibson for his victory in November. I observed the recent election recount, and despite the spurious claims of election malfeasance across the country, clearly elections in our county are conducted fairly and honestly. Residents of our county, along with you as our supervisors, should be incredibly proud of our county clerk, Elena Cano. She and her extremely diligent staff worked tirelessly to ensure the fairness of the election and the recent recount effort. Ms. Cano was cool, calm, and thorough during a stressful time, always remaining professional, and once again proved herself to be an exceptional public servant. We are so lucky she's in our midst, and I want to thank her publicly for being our county clerk. I wish this board well, and I look forward to thoughtful and well-reasoned discussions and decisions going forward. Thank you so much.
Let's see, Charles will be up next, and Vita Miller. We got another speaker slip in, so you will now be our last speaker.
Okay, first off, congratulations, Supervisor Ortiz-Legg, Supervisor Gibson, Supervisor Paulding. Environmental and community-minded citizens across the county celebrate your victories and hope for many years of rational, just, and fair leadership. In South County, we are especially proud to have a Native son as our new supervisor. A young man who is fundamentally community-based, a problem solver who looks for healthy compromise and cares about the needs of all citizens and economic classes. My unincorporated, orphaned, and just recently lost its 35-year-old Oceano Advisory Council, community of Oceano, has its hopes and expectations raised in anticipation of greater attention and compassion from the county to our long ignored deficits in basic infrastructure and a fairer return to our community of the increasing tax revenues we generate. We have unmet needs for housing, for flood control, for sidewalks for pedestrians, expanded opportunities for vehicle-free recreation on our beaches and dunes. And our community stands ready to work together with you on these issues and looks forward to a cooperative relationship. Go, Jimmy, go.
Our last speaker, Vita Miller.
Hi, I'm Vita Miller. I live in Los Osos. I'm one of those disenfranchised voters. Do not have a supervisor, but thank you, Debbie Arnold. We hope that we will see you in the future out in Los Osos and be able to work together. Thank you, Bruce, for representing us for so many years. I want to say a special thank to Blake, because Blake, I have contacted so many different times on so many different issues, and he has always been really, really helpful and really understanding and doing the best job he could. But I did want to speak to the patent map also and say that I'm hopeful that perhaps you can do something to remedy it, perhaps scale it back somehow. I don't think it's a fair map. I really believe that with the passage of the patent map, you woke a sleeping giant in this county. I absolutely believe that. I have participated in elections going way back. I've been here over 50 years. I haven't seen this level of energy, this level of commitment and action by so many people throughout the county until this election. And honestly, I think you maybe made a mistake, and I hope that you folks will reconsider and understand that we want fair elections, and we want to be able to vote. We want it to make sense, and this patent map made no sense at all. So hoping for the future you can do something to correct it, but thank you, and congratulations to all of you.
Okay, that I don't have any more speaker slips, so I'm going to bring it back to the board. Any comments on the public comment that we heard?
Don't see any lights. Mine's on, and I will say something. The redistricting process, is, when it came to the County Board of Supervisors districts, has been confusing and difficult to kind of for everyone to wrap their heads around, including myself. It made a lot of changes. But I will say, and hearing some of the speakers come up and say they didn't have representation or this or that, one, and I've thought a lot of ways about how to kind of put all this in context. If you lived in the old District 1, 3, or 5, the odd numbers, those lines will not change until the next election. So, for example, and maybe to answer some of the questions about District 5, I will continue to represent the district I was elected in, which is the old District 5, and my my representation then is not affected until my District 5 comes up for re-election, which will be starting soon as far as the campaigning for those positions. But keep in mind the odd numbers, 1, 3, and 5, you are still represented by the person you elected in the 2020 election, and I would be one of those. I've heard folks refer to as the orphan spots, it's always the first election that comes after redistricting, but the even numbers, 2 and 4, those are always on the gubernatorial election years, and those have changed. And that left some spaces unrepresented spaces, I guess we can call them. Although we've all said from the dice up here that we will all be representing you as an entire board. So hopefully that helps just kind of put it into perspective. If you lived in the old District 1, 3, or 5, you still have the same representative that was elected to represent you in 2020, and it will change in the next election. So hopefully that helps. I will go ahead and close public comment and get ready to adjourn this meeting. But before I do, I'll let you all know that our next board meeting and our first working board meeting for the new board will be January 10th, a week from today. So with that, we'll adjourn the meeting and enjoy the reception.